Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. And we'll get to your calls after the news at the bottom of the half hour. You remember this ad by Ronald Reagan? I always love to say, what would Ronald Reagan say? Listen.
It's morning again in America. Today, more men and women will go to work than ever before in our country's history. With interest rates at about half the record highs of 1980, nearly 2,000 families today will buy new homes. More than at any time in the past 4 years. This afternoon, 6,500 young men and women will be married. And with inflation at less than half of what it was just 4 years ago, they can look forward with confidence to the future. It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than 4 short years ago?
Well, that was mourning in America. There's a different kind of mourning. We're mourning America's decline. I mean, watching President Xi and Vladimir Putin and seeing Saudi Arabia now align with Iran and watching this new axis of evil emerge between China and Russia and Iran and North Korea. And it looks like Saudis have been won over into this coalition as well. You know, when Donald Trump left office, he pulled off something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. And that was a coalition, an alliance between the U.S., Israel, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Emirates, the Saudis, all, you know, aligned against Iranian hegemony in the Middle East. That has now been broken. As President Xi, now seeing a weak, frail, cognitive mess as a president, is now taking full advantage. Anyway, the reason I bring all of this up is Dave McCormick, who himself has an incredible background. He's the former head of Bridgewater, but economically can talk about it. But he just wrote a new book, Superpower. He pulled off something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. And that was a coalition, an alliance between the U.S., Israel, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Emirates, the Saudis, all, you know, aligned against Iranian hegemony in the Middle East. That has now been broken. As President Xi, now seeing a weak, frail, cognitive mess as a president, is now taking full advantage. Anyway, the reason I bring all of this up is Dave McCormick, who himself has an incredible background. He's the former head of Bridgewater, but economically can talk about it, but he just wrote a new book, Superpower in Peril, A Battle Plan to Renew America. You know, if it was morning in America, it's a nightmare in America today. 60% of American families now living paycheck to paycheck. You have people tapping into their pensions, you know, just to make ends meet. And they're taking heavy, heavy, you know, financial tolls as a result and massive penalties associated with that. Other people, they're using credit cards just to make ends meet for bare necessities. It's tough out there and on every front. Anyway, Dave was a candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania. I think the odds might be high that he's running again. I'll ask him in a second. He joins us now. By the way, you can get his book, Superpower in Peril, A Battle Plan to Renew America, on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. David, how are you, sir?
Hey, Sean. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, the first thing I got to ask you is obviously about this pending, so we hear, or we don't know, prosecution, Donald Trump. I know you work for a big company. Let's take your company out of it. How common are non-disclosure agreements? How common are it, does that happen? In other words, something that's viewed as a nuisance, you know, lawsuit that they want to go away, or a threat that, quote, we're gonna smear you, slander you, besmirch you if you don't pay us X number of dollars, and a cost benefit analysis is made by the accounting company, by the accounting department, and they say, you know what, just pay it. You're gonna save a lot of money if you pay it. How often does that happen?
Oh yeah, they're very, very common in industry today. There's no doubt, and you know it's. When you watch this situation, like, I don't know the ins and outs of this particular case with President Trump, but the thing I would say is whenever it looks like our judicial system is being hijacked and highly politicized, people lose trust, whether it's the President of the United States or somebody else. And so I think for that reason, there's a lot of concern that this is just evidence of a highly politicized process.
Well, and I think, but do you agree with Elon Musk that this might have, you know, just the opposite effect, that people, after watching, you know, 3.5 years of lies about Trump-Russia collusion, all of it debunked, every bit of it. When people see that Hillary Clinton, top secret classified information on our servers, destroying 33,000 emails with bleach bit, destroying devices with hammers, then, of course, she pays for a dirty Russian misinformation dossier. The FBI can't verify it, but they use it for 4 FISA applications, in part to have a backdoor to spy on Trump. They get away with it. You know, Hunter Biden, they've had his laptop since December 2019. Nothing's happened with him. Do you think people now rightly are questioning whether or not we have a dual justice system?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think in general, what I try to highlight in Superpower and Peril is that, you know, increasingly the elites and the decision makers in America have lost touch with what everyday Americans are feeling inside and out, the anger. And President Trump did a great job of tapping into that in 2016. And what this book tries to do is lay out an agenda. America's in decline, but decline's not inevitable. Neither is renewal. It depends on what we do. And this is the What We Do book in terms of laying out the policies. But what I say in here is exactly what you're describing, which is we need to bring back trust to our institutions because they've been hijacked. And there's kind of a progressive ideology that's taking our institutions and our country in a very dangerous direction. And this is all just part of that broader landscape where we need to bring back conservative leadership in the White House and also in the Senate and the House.
I've been talking a lot about how Democrats are running campaigns versus how Republicans are running campaigns. And it happened in your state of Pennsylvania. John Fetterman, for the most part, hid the entire campaign. He had a debate after close to 1 million votes had already been cast in Pennsylvania. The same thing with Joe Biden in 2020. Katie Hobbs never even debated one time her opponent, Carrie Lake. Fetterman debated very late in the game with all the assistance that could be provided. And by that point, it was too late. And then you have this other issue, which I think goes to the heart of integrity of elections. Your state constitution gives very limited examples of how people can vote by mail and what the circumstances need to be. The legislature of Pennsylvania decided to, you know, rather than follow the arduous process of amending the Constitution, they passed legislation circumventing the Constitution. What was your take on that? And the other thing with, you know, I'll ask you a follow-up question on this.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we as conservatives, I think, have to have great ideas, and we have to have great leaders who can win primaries and win general elections. And so I think that's the key. But in Pennsylvania in particular, but also across the country, the mail-in ballot, you can't win elections if you start on election day with, you know, 500,000 or a million ballots already in favor of the Democratic candidate. So as Republicans, we got to deal with that. And you're right, Act 77 was passed in Pennsylvania, and Republicans have to embrace the fact that to win elections, they're going to have to register more voters and win absentee ballots, and get our Republican voters comfortable with the fact that they can vote absentee and still have their vote counted.
They don't have the reluctance and resistance in Florida, and look at the blowout in the last election for Republicans down in Florida.
No doubt about it.
But you're right. They voting early, voting by mail, there is reluctance and resistance. And then, of course, we have this other issue. Most states allow legal ballot harvesting. And Democrats, they run negative ads and they ballot harvest, but they don't kiss babies, take selfies, shake hands, do town halls or press avails. They just ballot harvest and run negative ads. And so far, it seems to be working for them.
Yeah, we can't govern. I mean, the country's in a terrible spot, as you agree. And we need to win elections with the right agenda to take the country forward. You had the Morning in America ad. I'm not saying the agenda that Ronald Reagan had in 1980 or 1983 is the right agenda for today. Our problems are somewhat different, but that kind of leadership that calls balls and strikes on the opposition, as he did, but then lays a pathway forward and unites our party. You know, in Pennsylvania, we've got conservatives across the spectrum, but we agree on 80% of where the country needs to go and where Pennsylvania needs to go, but we spend a lot of time on the 20% we disagree with. And we're going to need to bring our party together in Pennsylvania to win in a purple state to win the election in 2024 for the president, but also for other state ballots.
You say decline is not inevitable. You say we've been here before. And then you talk about the American way of renewal. To me, it all is dependent on who gets elected, because if Democrats are in power, they will continue the status quo. I don't see them changing. I don't see them adapting.
I agree. We need to educate our people. We need to confront China. We need to secure America. And that agenda is straightforward. There's a lot to do, but we know what to do as conservatives, but we got to be in the driver's seat to do it. And the issues that I lay out, the agenda I lay out in the book, is not an agenda that will take place with Republicans in the White House, or with Democrats rather, in the White House or in the majority in the Senate and the House. And so we got to win elections. And I think part of it, you know, spending a lot of time in Pennsylvania on the campaign trail, people want answers to the problems. They want to know how you're going to fix inflation or the fentanyl crisis or the fact that China's on the rise and is posing a real threat. I think if we have good answers to those questions and good, strong leaders, we're going to win elections and we're going to take the country back.
All right, quick break. More with Dave McCormick, Superpower in Peril, talking about our country, a battle plan to renew America. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. Your calls after the bottom of the hour news, 800-941-SHAWN, our number as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this.
a situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hi, Dave McCormick is with us. New book out, Superpower in Peril, A Battle Plan to Renew America. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. Let's talk about China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, because there seems to be an emerging alliance there. And that frightens me. And the comments of President Xi concern me. Their territorial ambitions have been on full display as they fly over Taiwan airspace on a regular basis. There's, you know, President Xi's support of Putin couldn't be any more clear. He's even sending weapons over to Russia. So does America now have to worry about the world being reconfigured? I would not have thought that the Saudis would align with Iran because they were, you know, brutal enemies for so long. But China apparently brokered that deal.
Yeah, I mean, politics hates a vacuum. And what you've seen under President Biden over the last 2 years is a huge leadership vacuum. It started with the terrible, disgraceful withdrawal from Afghanistan. That was honestly the catalyst for me jumping into the Senate race. It continued with the Nord Stream 2 and the mixed signals to Putin, which encouraged his aggression into Ukraine. It continues with the ham-handed approach to the Chinese surveillance balloon. And if you're an ally, watch. If you're a potential adversary, an enemy, watching, you're licking your lips because you see weakness, and that weakness is being followed up on by China, which is a techno-authoritarian country with a huge ambition under Xi to displace America as the superpower, and that's one of the reons our superpower is in peril. The partnership with Russia, I think, is a very bad sign for growing risk of what's happening in Ukraine. But the partnership with Saudi Arabia and Iran, it's the direct consequence of very mixed signals to the Saudis. So if you're sitting where the Saudis are and you've had this, you know, 30-year unbelievably close. I mean, I was in Saudi Arabia as a soldier to defend the oil fields from Iraq. If you now see that partnership being questioned by Joe Biden and not sure that the Americans are going to be there for you, you turn to China, and then you open up the possibility of Iran because you say to yourself, listen, I can no longer count on American strength, American leadership. And that's what happens when you have a vacuum, and that's why we need to have a new leader, a Republican conservative leader in the White House in 24.
And then in the process, Saudi Arabia's biggest oil company had the biggest year ever. I think it was 160 some odd, you know, billion dollars in profit because America took itself out of the energy independence business and now even imports energy from Venezuela. That makes sense, right?
Are you kidding me? That one decision. So just to put in perspective, Pennsylvania is a country, it'd be the fourth largest natural gas reserve in the world. It's huge. We just can't get it out of the ground because of all the pipeline restrictions and everything else. And so in one fell swoop, President Biden hurt our economy in Pennsylvania and across the country. He hurt our national security because we were no longer energy exporters, although under President Trump we were. Under Biden, we went back to being importers. But here's the crazy thing, Sean. We hurt the environment because natural gas is much cleaner than other sources of carbon. And we started to import oil from Venezuela and Iran because we couldn't export and get out of the ground our natural gas in Pennsylvania. It's one of those things where it's so stupid, you can't believe that it's the policy that was pursued, but it was, and ultimately it made America weaker.
It was stupid, and I'll say that. Anyway, the book is a great roadmap for a more optimistic and a better future, and hopefully getting back to morning in America again. Superpower in Peril, A Battle Plan to Renew America. Dave McCormick, I don't know why you would ever leave making money to get into this hellhole world called politics, but, you know, I guess we need good people to sacrifice.
My wife's asking me the same question, man. My wife's asking me the same question.
Yeah, she's asking the right question. Anyway, thanks. We appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. By the way, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere, Superpower in Peril, A Battle Plan to Renew America. Want to remind you, all things MyPillow. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. These products work. Well, 20 years later, MyPillow even got better with MyPillow 2.0. Now they have the same patented adjustable fill as the original MyPillow, but now they have added a brand new exclusive fabric that is made with this temperature regulating thread. And the MyPillow 2.0, it is the softest, the smoothest, the coolest pillow you'll ever know. In other words, let's say you're tossing and turning some nights and you flip your pillow over, you know, to get to the cool side of the pillow. You don't have to do that with MyPillow 2.0. And right now, if you buy one, you get one free when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com. They use this temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the U.S., 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Now, you can call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, mention my name, Hannity, or just go to MyPillow.com, the Sean Hannity Square, buy one, get one free, and when MyPillow 2.0 arrives, the sleep you want, need, crave, desire, deserve, it will be yours. All right, let's hit our busy phones. I know people mostly want to talk about Donald Trump here, but I'll move on with a couple of other issues. Scott in Ohio, a great American, disagrees with me. You listen to my buddy Willie out there in Cincinnati?
No. We're up here, around the Columbus area.
That's okay. Right. Welcome aboard. Glad you're with us.
Thank you. I would listen often. I love you and Miss Linda. Sometimes I wish she would reach across that desk and give you a couple of slap sandwiches, but nonetheless.
Why would you be so mean? Why are you being mean? I'm only nothing but nice.
No, I just kid. But what I want to get to is last Thursday, you were talking about, well, we have nukes too. And I was just working away, plugging along when you said this. And it kind of struck a chord with me because I thought to myself, boy, that's a little rich when you say something like that, because here us folks down here in the middle to lower class, I couldn't help but to think, Mr. Hannity, we don't have no bunkers to run into. We don't have the privileges that some of the elites would have.
By the way, I don't have a bunker either. So you can put me in the same category. I don't have a bunker.
Well, that would change my perspective then, because I can tell you it's frightening for all of us.
What do you think? I have a radiological and, you know, anti-radiation bunker buried deep beneath my home or something? What are you thinking about?
Well, you're a pretty successful gentleman. I would suspect that you would have something, right? I mean, that's not far.
Listen, I'm not lying. I've said it before. I'm like a mini prepper. I've got, you know, food for a couple of months. I've got, you know, plenty of water for a long period of time. I obviously believe in the Second Amendment. I'll defend myself. God forbid if I ever have to. I don't ever want to. But the bottom line is, I want you to understand what I was saying here. If somebody like Vladimir Putin, a hostile actor, I think you would agree, hostile regime, Russia, we see their territorial ambitions. We see indiscriminate, you know, evil in our time, bombing out of apartment buildings, entire neighborhoods, all the infrastructure in Ukraine. The country's been half destroyed at this point. And, you know, and if he says, well, I'll use a nuke, I mean, we can't just say, oh, he's going to use a nuke. Let him have Ukraine. Let him have Poland. Let him have, you know, I mean, where does it end? You cannot let the fear or of a dictator cause you not to fight back.
We probably should have fought back when we let this guy get into the White House, right? Let's put the roles in reverse. Let's say if it was Mexico that was laundering money for Russia, and they were south of our border, and they were bringing on the eastern ways to us westerns, and it was something, as Putin said in his address to the people, they're asking, you know, gay marriages from their pastors, they're pushing child pornography. I'm not for Putin at all, but could you actually blame the guy for not wanting that kind of thing around his country?
Not wanting what thing?
For not.
You mean you're talking about the drone that he took out of the sky over international waters?
Well,
we have international, you know, airspace. We have international waters, and America is free, just like any other country, to fly in those areas, to be in those areas. So all of a sudden, Putin comes along, another act of hostility, and even our own defense secretary admitted that he's ratcheting up his hostility towards the U.S. You saw what happened with China in the balloon. You saw what happened with Russia taking out the drone. And then they're trying to recover our drone that they took out of the sky. That is, am I going to go as far as to say it's an act of war? All right, I'll pull back. I'll just say it is a hostile act against our country that needs a strong, appropriate response.
I think that we lost that moral high ground when we let this administration go into the White House unchecked. That's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, we still have a country, and the United States as a country and our military needs to protect our interests, and it is in our interests not to let China or Russia bully us out of international waters or international airspace. They owe that to this country. We are a sovereign nation. They have no right to do what they did in both cases. And yet there's been no response. There has been none whatsoever. And I don't think there's anything coming. And I think that this was these were tests, and Joe Biden failed miserably.
Oh, they got him dead center, Sean. They got him dead center. They know that he's a weakling. They know that he is a weird pervert weakling.
But I do think a lot of people, you know, there was some talk at one point that he said he'd use tactical nuclear weapons, or certainly implied it. Okay, so if that's what his plan is, we're just going to say we're not going to be intimidated by your words. There will be a forceful response if you precipitate this. It's not in the world's best interest for anybody to ever use a nuclear weapon. I never want that to ever happen. The loss of human life will be incalculable. We don't need it. We don't want it. However, we're not going to be shut down because of their threat. That's why, you know, the principle of mutually assured destruction exists. You fire those weapons, we're firing right back at you. You shoot down our drones, we're going to shoot down two of yours. Got to send a message. The only thing, let me ask you, when I was a kid, we used to fight a lot. Every time we played sports, every day we'd fight.
Sure.
Do you ever deal with a bully in your life?
Yes, sir, a lot.
Okay. Did you ever just hit a bully hard?
It got to the point where I didn't take it no more.
Absolutely. Okay. And then after you hit the bully, what happened? He stopped.
Yeah.
Right?
He does. He does.
To me, it's the same principle.
Issue.
Yeah. All right. I don't think we disagree as much as you think, but I appreciate your call, buddy. Thank you for being out there. And no, I don't have an underground bunker giving away my security secrets here. I don't have one that protects against radiation. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to John is in Chicago. John, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing well, Sean. Former home of Commandant Beetlejuice here in Chicago. We're all happy we're sending her packing.
Bye-bye.
Yes. I wanted to touch base. I think a lot of this is just managing the narrative with Trump there. And if you recall, the first impeachment was about the leaked phone call with Ukraine and Zelensky in there. So I think a lot of this is going on. We've been pushing Russia. You had your generals in 99 say if we put NATO to the western border of Russia, we'd have war. You had the CIA even send notes to Condoleezza Rice. And 3 days before the war with Russia, Russia demanded that last year that Biden publicly come out and say that we would not push NATO forward. Biden refused to negotiate, and the war started there. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You got the color revolution with Obama overthrowing Zelensky in 2014. Zelensky was tied up with the Pandora Papers, where he had all these offshore illegal tax accounts that came out after the Panama Papers, too. So I think this all ties in. And the DOD even released the fact we had 46 biolabs in Ukraine. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. I think this is all just part of their...
Listen, I would put a pause on every penny that the U.S. even has committed to Ukraine unless and until Europe steps up and pays their fair share. And until Joe Biden takes off the handcuffs and allows Ukraine to accept fighter jets from Poland and elsewhere. Now, they've accepted four. That was an improvement last week, but they offered 30. And unless and until they're willing to show that they're in it to win it, and Europe is willing to take on the greater part of that burden, then it's a futile attempt. It's a guaranteed quagmire at best, you know, or a guaranteed result of failure. You know, the people of Ukraine, God bless them. They have shown great courage. They have shown great valor. They have lost, you know, untold numbers of innocent men, women, and children. Do we have a moral obligation? Yes. But you know what? It's Europe's backyard. Europe's got to deal with it first. Europe's got to contribute the vast majority of monies. Europe has got to provide the weaponry. Europe is not stepping up. And because, you know, Joe Biden's been throwing billions here, billions there, billions everywhere, there's been no need for them to step up. And that needs to change. That's the difference between America first and America last. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. 800-941 Sean. Big time, AJ, Houston, Texas. What's going on, baby?
Big time, Sean Hannity. Big time. Hey, happy Easter to everybody. Delcon, I better get that in before everything get away from me. But big time, Sean, what we got here is a fail to communicate in the White House that don't know how to communicate. It's all his fault for everything that's going on. I said it. Yes, I said it. It's all his fault because strength. We need the strength, and he don't have the strength. We shouldn't be in this. Afghanistan, we can go on and on. The border, we can go on and on. Look at all that that happened since this idiot stole the White House. And then the media. The media won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Trump, look at it. He's found out to be all right all the time, and they are doing this to hide it away because they won't talk about what Biden them all the money that they done got from China. And now you're sitting there letting Putin and the China guy do their thing. So who do we blame? It's the guy that's supposed to be protecting America. He took an oath to protect us. The man failed at the oath. And now look at us. Look at the quagmire we in, Sean. This is unbelievable. And I know you never thought in your lifetime you'd see this happen to America. And now we got the greatest guy, Donald Trump, that ran the country without no war, without no fuss, and they feared the man. I said they feared him. But now they don't fear this guy. Like you said, they hit the bullies. You bullies supposed to fear you. You ain't supposed to fear them. And now look at us. We're looking like a joke. Oh, my God. All I can say right quick, Sean, I know we got to go, but America, get ready, because this man is getting ready to tear this country up if we don't stop him.
Puff. Well, I'm getting very worried like you are. I think you speak for a lot of people, AJ. These are troubling times, difficult times. They're not getting better anytime soon. And I'll tell you, you know, on every single major issue of our time, our foreign policy, our economy, our justice system, you know, it's on the verge of collapsing if we're not careful. And that's why we've got to get this country on the right course again. You know, this Dave McCormick's title of his book is perfect. Superpower in Peril. That's us. I don't want that to be us. We're better than that. We can be better than that. We will be better than that again. But right now, these are tough times. You got to batten down the hatches and prepare for the worst. And I love my audience. I don't have this show without you. Be careful financially. Be careful. You know, participate in elections. It's important, even on the local level. These DAs, you know, no bails, zero. You know, defund the police, dismantle the police. Get these people have to go. We have to get this country back on track. Big time. We love you. Thanks, my friend.
Love you, Sean. Shake and bake.
All right. That's going to wrap things up for tonight. We are loaded up tonight. Hannity, Fox News. Two people that did testify before this grand jury, Bob Costello and Kellyanne Conway, who's not been open about this before, has not told hush story. The president's attorney in this New York case, Joe Tacopina, will get Greg Jarrett and Alan Dershowitz's take on this. Also, Senator Ted Cruz and the president's other attorney, Alina Habba and Pam Bondi. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity on Fox. Back here tomorrow. We'll see you tonight. Thank you for making this show possible.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.